You ready to have a crucial conversation about your body? Yes? No? Well, don't worry. It won't be a hype conversation. What you've been through, what your body has been through, deserves much more than pom-poms and pep talks. I'm here to help us get honest and real about the past we struggle to get past, generational habits and mindsets and stigmas about the body that have affected us, even dumb memes and comments. This whole month on the Jesus Over Everything show, we're going to dive into everything body-related. But maybe not in the way you think. Stick around because I believe this is going to be a healing month for a lot of us. I'm your host, Lisa Whittle. And if you're new here, welcome. If you've been around, you know how this goes. Jesus, honesty, and straight talk. Let's go. Even when no one knows what is going on in our heart and mind, God does. I needed this message so much myself that I wrote a book about it called God Knows, When Your Worries and Whys Need More Than Temporary Relief. In the 8 chapters, I talk about how God knows about that pain relief we are looking for. He knows about the dreams we hold in our heart we desperately want to come true. He knows about our past and our future we right now cannot see. God knows about what we believe limits us, and He knows the vindication from things we couldn't control that happened without our permission that we so desperately seek. He knows all, and that is why we can breathe a true sigh of relief. He is on it. If you could use some of that relief, go to lisawhittle.com/God Knows and pre-order a copy of God Knows right now. It's not self-help. It's the true help we need from God. God knows what your body has been through. When I say that, how does that make you feel? Now, I want you to pause for a minute. I want you to really think about it. God knows what your body has been through. God knows your body deserves more than hype. I literally mean that God knows, and in fact, only you and God really know. And yes, our bodies are on our minds this time of year and thinking about committing to new levels of health and fitness, but even more of us always have our bodies on our minds. Really, it's the one thing we couldn't stop thinking about even if we try. It's a constant in our minds. I hope you hear respect coming through my words and my desire to talk about this, because in this statement, God knows what your body has been through. God knows your body deserves more than hype. I'm saying to you, I know that your body has been through a lot. I know it's been through a lot of comments, a lot of history, a lot of hurt, perhaps a lot of things to work through. And sure, maybe you're in that sort of like 0.2% minority of people who don't wrestle with this issue of your body. Maybe you've never struggled with things like weight or body shape or generational mindsets about beauty in a certain size. Or maybe you've never personally hit January 1 and said you were going to go on a diet. But that's not true for most of us. The reason I wanted to do this show, this month's worth shows, is because I not only need it for myself, I need to talk about it, but also because I'm tired of something. I am tired of this trend towards hype in the ever popular body positivity culture. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe we should love our bodies. That's really the whole point of focusing on them this month. That's really why I believe there is more for us than settling for being sold on this idea that we can cheer or pep ourselves into suddenly loving our bodies after years of struggle with it, after years of what we've been through with it. Like one day, even after all we've been through for many of us with our bodies, we're just gonna suddenly feel strong and brave and over it enough to make a turn, embrace our full selves as we are. Maybe even post a picture of ourselves on a beach showing our body in a bathing suit with all of our cellulite, or as if a picture of us in a bathing suit is what it's really all about anyway. And listen, I want a few things to be said here so you understand what I'm saying and where I'm coming from. First, I do believe mindsets in the beginning are often a choice, right? So we choose what to watch and we choose what to listen to, which shapes what we think and often believe. We're going to talk about that more later on this month. And I think that has a lot to do with our body and how we see our bodies. Obviously, we often will not feel like nurturing our body well through movement. So we have to choose to do that. And we trust that the feelings will come as the discipline changes us from the inside out. And maybe we choose to wear that bathing suit on the beach and show ourselves as we are in order to free ourselves from our own stigma. That I support. I also know that sometimes that picture of us in a bathing suit on a beach without covering up or standing strategically behind our kids represents a bigger inward transformation that we've already had, maybe to show that we are free enough to finally be able to do that. And in that way, I also stand and applaud and absolutely support if you're in that place or if that's your motive. But for many of us, and I think this is where I'm coming from here, is that this is deep and we don't want to post a sort of hype pic on the beach because our bodies hold a lot of history that is tender for us. And a picture just doesn't represent our journey. It's just too big for that. We remember things. I was thinking back to what I can remember. I can remember a lot of things. We don't have time to talk about all of them on the show, but I can remember what my dear grandmother, who meant so well, and she was so dear and wonderful, and she never would have wanted to mark me in any way. But I remember what she said to me, goodness, probably 35 years ago when I was a tween. And she said, you know, you're not always going to be able to eat potato chips. And that just sort of tripped something inside of my brain. And it told me these things like, watch out, you're going to gain weight. And also, hey, people notice how you eat. People are watching how you eat and what you eat. And it's the first time that I can remember being aware and honestly guilty in a way for a food habit. It's the first time I remember that. I remember the comment that my first boyfriend made when he told me he was sorry that he thought that I was fat until he put his arm around my waist and he realized that I wasn't. Oh, I was so far from fat. I was not fat in the least. Apparently, it was all those oversized sweaters that I wore in the 80s. Goodness sakes, in the name of fashion. I remember the comparisons from a family friend about me to my much thinner sister. I remember things like that. But I wanted to do this series and this show in particular to give voice to so many of us who have had a long journey with our bodies and have now been told, even after all the years we have worked through things and working through them still, perhaps even with a counselor, we've been told that we have certain terms that we need to use to prove that we now are okay with our bodies and certain ways that we should prove that we are free from the struggle, even in those freedom pictures on the beach or whatever. And we need to feel the expectation to laugh at the memes that we see that refer to our bodies. And sometimes we just go along with them as if, you know, we think they're funny and that they don't in some way hurt. And I just want to say to all of those of us who may be in those spaces that it doesn't mean that you're not working through it. It doesn't mean that you're not coming to a place of peace. It doesn't mean that you don't have a sense of humor because you don't feel like laughing at all of those memes that talk about the body in a way that feels very insensitive to you. It doesn't mean any of those things. And I want you to know that this is and can remain a private matter with you and God to work through and be victorious with day by day. And that doesn't have to be proven on social media. It doesn't have to be proven in a picture. It doesn't have to be proven in you laughing at something online that you see. And it doesn't have to be proven in you having a conversation with someone if you don't feel comfortable about it. Now, full disclosure, I'm talking about whatever you've been through with your body, and I am not an expert on something like being disabled in your body. I did a wonderful interview with disabled scholar Dr. Amy Kinney about that, and I highly recommend you go back and listen to that interview because she spoke into it so beautifully. My vantage point for these shows in this month is coming from my own struggle with weight and body shape and all of those things. But everything we talk about, I believe, could apply to whatever your struggle is with your body, because no matter what the issue, we won't love our bodies just because someone tries to cheer us into it or talk us into it or spiritualize us into it. That's the real point. It's much deeper, much more history, much more complex than that. And our bodies deserve much more than hype. And God knows that. God knows what we have been through because he's intimately been through it with us. And so I have some thoughts on where I want to start this conversation this month. First, I want to remind us of the true reality that God knows what you've been through in your body because he not only created you, but he knows every detail about you, every moment since this very moment that I'm speaking, that you're listening. He knows Consider Psalm 139, 1 through 6. He says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." Friend, God knows everything that has ever happened to your body. He's heard every comment made against your body, every diet you have put your body through, every trauma your body has experienced. He knows your limits, both real limits and limits that have become real. I talk a whole chapter about that in my next book, God Knows. And he's present for your complete healing moving forward. And so that with that in mind, here are some things that you can do now. First of all, I want you to pause, reflect, grieve, and give it to God. You need to take that minute to pause, to reflect, and to grieve, and to give it to God, whatever it is. It's not about dwelling in our past. It's about acknowledging the hard places. And sometimes that requires a moment to pause and to grieve. I did this not long ago, and it dawned on me that I don't think I've ever really done that. Sure, I've processed through things in counseling about weight or about where I've been in my life and some of the things that have happened to me in my body or that I have chosen with my body. And I've done some of that. But I think not long ago when I sat and I just remembered and I grieved over some of those memories, I just needed to sit with them for a few days. And I needed to say, you know, that wasn't good. That wasn't right. That wasn't okay. And acknowledge those things. I processed some of them with a trusted girlfriend. And some of us need to do that. Some of us need to go to counseling to process. But a lot of us have memories and things about our body, but have just kept sort of going rather than taking a minute to pause and reflect on them and then grieve them in whatever way that needs to be. And then give that struggle over to God. Give that grief over to God. Give that injustice or whatever happened over to God. It is not an instant cure, but it is a good start. And then we continue to do that and we keep going. And then I want you to work on the equation of Jesus plus you. A lot of us say that we're going to work on ourselves. But one thing that I love that my friend, Dr. Alicia Britt Sholey does is constantly talk about Jesus and her. She says, "Jesus and me made this decision. Jesus and me went to this place." I want you to look at your journey with your body as one that you are on with Jesus, not one you do yourself, not one you have to manage yourself, one you have to come to grips with yourself, none of those things. It changes it a lot when you realize this is Jesus in me, and we are working on my loving my body, my grieving over things that have happened to me in my body. And this is not about hype, because that's not what Jesus is about. This is about depth. This is about process. This is about love. This is about change. This is about trust in him and what he can help you with. Much more to come all month. We're just getting started talking about our bodies. Stay with me. We're going somewhere. And I promise you can trust the way that I'm holding these shows very tenderly, because it's a tender subject for me too. Love you. Thanks for listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. Don't forget to pre-order a copy of my latest book, God Knows, releasing April 18th. If you're looking for some relief, some comfort, some direction, and some solid reassurance that despite what things look like, God is on it, you must read this book. Head to lisawhittle.com/God Knows right now and place your order so you'll get it right when it drops.